You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the industry news. PE major Advent International will acquire a 50.1% stake in Suven Pharmaceuticals from promoter Just the Family for about 6,300 crore, following which it intends to merge the drug maker with a portfolio company, Cohance Life Sciences. As part of the transaction, Advent will also be making an open offer to acquire an additional 26% stake from public shareholders. Advent International is acquiring the family's stake at ₹495 per share, while the open offer price is yet to be finalized. The merger of Cohance with Suven would help in building a leading clinical drug development and manufacturing and merchant active pharmaceutical ingredient player, servicing the pharma and specialty chemical markets. The merger, which is subject to regulatory and other customary approvals, will be evaluated by the board, taking into consideration the strategic rationale and accretiveness to Suven's public shareholders, the drug major said in the stock exchange update. Following the deal, Advent International will hold a majority stake in the pharmaceutical company. Onto some legal drama. A special Central Bureau of Investigation court on Monday sent Videocon Group Chairman Venugopal Dutt, who was arrested earlier in the day in connection with its probe into ICICI Bank loan irregularities, to custody till December 28th. The court also extended the remand of ICICI Bank MD and CEO Chanda Kochar and her husband Deepak Kochar, who were arrested on Friday night for allegedly cheating the bank of ₹1,730 crore, till December 28th. During the hearing, Deepak Kochar's advocate Vikram Chaudhary argued that the remand did not mention how and why he was not cooperating during the investigation. The ED had arrested Deepak Kochar in September 2020 before he was granted bail in March 2021. Chanda Kochar's advocate told the court that there is no instance where the CBI filed a charge sheet against his client and she was found guilty as charged. Meanwhile, as many as 56 successful applicants for the production-linked incentive scheme for the textile sector have so far made an investment of ₹1,536 crore, the textile ministry said on Monday. The government had received applications under the scheme from January 1, 2022 to February 28, 2022. According to an official statement, the selection committee chaired by Secretary has selected 64 applicants under the scheme. 56 applicants have completed the mandatory criteria for the formation of a new company and approval letters have been issued to them. The ministry had selected companies including Shahi Exports, Arvind Mills, Gokaldas Exports and Monte Carlo under its first PLI scheme for man-made fiber and technical textile products. Incentives of ₹6,013 crore are to be extended to them over a five-year period, which represent 56% of the ₹10,683 crore that the government had initially earmarked for this scheme. According to sources, the government will likely use the remaining funds to launch the second PLI scheme for the textile and garment sector instead of spending it elsewhere. Moving on, as the government has stepped up measures against COVID, with the country recording new coronavirus infections, insurance regulator IRDAI has held a meeting with stakeholders to ascertain the preparedness of life and non-life insurance companies. The Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India has convened a stakeholders meeting with insurance companies to assess the level of their COVID preparedness and discussed multiple issues to work out common regulatory requirements, sources told FE. According to sources, issues such as steps being taken by life and non-life insurers to form COVID emergency teams for operations and business continuity, engaging with hospital networks for faster claims settlement and telemedicine support during emergency requirements were discussed. Lastly, the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs on Monday said there is no proposal at present to reduce the threshold limit to rupees 5 crore for e-invoicing under the Goods and Services Tax regime from January 1, 2023. In a tweet, it said, quote, "There is no proposal before the government at present to reduce this threshold limit to rupees 5 crore with effect from 1st Jan 2023 as no such recommendation has been made by GST Council as yet," unquote. It is clarified that presently e-invoicing has been made mandatory for registered persons having aggregate turnover more than rupees 10 crore in any preceding financial year from 2017 to 18 onwards. CBIC further said, "The GST Council, in its 35th meeting in June 2019, had decided to introduce the e-invoicing or electronic invoicing system in a phase-wise manner for business-to-business transactions. E-invoicing was made mandatory for businesses with a threshold of Rs 500 crore from October 1st, 2020. The threshold has gradually been lowered to bring more businesses under the system. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.